Immigration and family separation. Immigration, the action of coming to live permanently in a foreign country. Some people think that immigration is okay because people are just looking for a better life. Other people think it's bad because they just immigrate to take people's jobs and be criminals. Opponents of immigration think that this is the problem, but the real problem is the separation of the families. According to Secretary Melson, facilities are out of space due to huge increase in family border crossings. Children shouldn't be separating from their parents after crossing the U.S. border because when the parents are being processed, they have no idea where their kids are being kept. The kids are not being treated well, so they shouldn't be suffering this. And these minors don't choose to immigrate. They go where their parents go. Opponents argue that families should be separated when immigrating to the United States. They should be separated because no matter who you are, if you cross the border illegally, you are a criminal. Immigrants are coming over the border to kill you, says Trump. Since children can be held in federal jail, they are taken from their parents and put in the office of refugees. While it is understandable why people might feel this way, children shouldn't be separated from their parents. For more than a century, innumerable studies have confirmed two simple yet powerful truths about the relationship between immigration and crime. Immigrants are less likely to commit serious crimes or be behind bars than the native-born. Minors that aren't being treated good say it isn't fair for them to be suffering and being scared of losing their parents. Who takes better care of kids than their parents? It is not fair that parents don't know where their kids are being held for trying to give them a better life. Families are coming to the United States, running from all the violence. One of the major problems in Mexico is drug trafficking, which leads to corruption, especially in the cities of Tijuana and Juarez. U.S. and Mexican law enforcement officials have said that the violence is due to fighting among drug dealing groups, drug cartels, and conflict between La Línea and Barrio Azteca crime organizations. Instead of the United States offering protection, they are separating families. Kids that are being held say that it's hard for them to sleep with the lights on and guards kicking their feet. It isn't fair for these kids to have to sleep on cold concrete, not knowing where their parents are. How children are describing these facilities is making people question whether President Trump is doing the right thing or not.